Since 1889, Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service has been a trusted name in the Richland Center area, providing compassionate care and support for families during difficult times. For assistance, call 608-647-4808. Pratt Funeral and Cremation Service, trusted by the community for over 135 years.
Interior Design Services.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day for Brian Koberger, the man who has pleaded guilty to murdering four University of Idaho students in late 2022. House Speaker Mike Johnson closing proceedings and sending members of the House home early as cries grow louder for more transparency in the release of the full Jeffrey Epstein files. Speaker Johnson.
We're not going to allow them to engage in that charade anymore. Why do I call it a charade? Because the Democrats are trying to play gotcha politics right now.
This is Democratic Senator Cory Booker.
Clear, the Speaker believes that their membership in the Republican caucus over there is so fragile that they cannot withstand simple debate, discussion about the topic of Jeffrey Epstein.
A heat dome covering much of the country, at least the middle and southern parts of it, the core of extreme heat over the Mississippi River Valley today, with feels like temperatures over 110 degrees in places like Memphis, Tennessee. This is ABC News. Word from Washington that a trade deal has been reached with Japan. Tariffs on Japanese goods, including automobiles, will be lowered from 25% to 15%.
The deal comes just hours after Trump announced a deal with the Philippines, saying that country will pay 19% tariffs on exported goods, only slightly less than what Trump had threatened.
ABC's Nicole D'Antonio. As for Canada, however, Prime Minister Mark Carney says they're still talking.
We will agree a deal if there's one on the table that is in the best interest of Canadians, just as the United States will do in the look for the best interests of the U.S.
A man accused of driving into a crowd of clubgoers in East Hollywood on Saturday is being charged with 37 counts of attempted murder and 37 counts of assault with a deadly weapon. The cost of Reese's peanut butter cups, Hershey's Kisses, and Crackle going up. Candy maker Hershey says it'll be raising prices because cocoa bean harvests, mostly in Africa, have been smaller in recent years. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Driftless Area Group is your local land surveying firm. Equipped with the latest and greatest technology, we guarantee to get the job done right and in a timely manner. As local professionals, we are trusted by the community and do our best to build relationships with every client we work with. If you're looking for a local land surveyor, give Driftless Area Group a call today at 608-647-9050 or check out our website at driftlessareallc.com.
One evening after a great Green Bay Packer victory, Vince Lombardi returned home to find his wife already sound asleep in bed. When he got into bed, his feet touched her legs and she screamed out, "Oh God, your feet are cold." Lovingly and calmly, Lombardi answered, "Honey, I've told you before, when we're by ourselves in our own home, you can just call me Vince." Sometimes each of us exhibits this I am God complex. We think the world revolves around us and everything and everyone was made to worship us and do what we ask. It's a sad thing to think you're God and then find out you're really not. Addicts must come to this awareness to begin the process of recovery. All of us must admit we are damaged people and only a higher power can help us overcome our failures. But when a person realizes that they are powerless to control things around them and they begin to trust in God, the highest power, life becomes so much easier to enjoy. It's really a blessing to know that we can trust in God to make things right. So right there in your car or in your cubicle at the office or at the station on the assembly line or eating donuts at Dunkin', shout out as loud as you can, "I'm not God." It'll make you feel better. I'm Pastor Tim and you've been listening to Life Tracks.
Love God, love people, and make disciples. That's the mission of the Richland Center Free Methodist Church, and you're invited to come and be a part of what God is doing here. We are a very family-friendly church where all ages can come and learn more about God's amazing love. Our worship service is at 10:30 each Sunday morning, and you can also worship with us online at rcfreemethodist.com. The church is located at the corner of Park and Kinder Streets in Richland Center. Come as you are and bring the whole family to the Richland Center Free Methodist Church.
Hello, this is Kenny, the wannabe baker from Christie's Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe in downtown Richland Center. Looking for a sweet treat or a delicious lunch? Stop into Christie's.
Kaylee, Andrea, Jan, or Sue will be happy to serve you. Our summer hours are Tuesday through Friday, 8 to 4, and Saturday, 8 to 2.
Christy Sunnyside Bakery and Cafe, where every day is sunny.
Summer's here, and we've got the deal to match. Right now at Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture and Mattress Outlet, take 10% off all outdoor furniture sets. And when you purchase one, get a free full-size bottle from English Prairie Distilling Company. Buy a set, get a certificate, and redeem it at the distillery for a full-size bottle of locally crafted bourbon, gin, rye, or shine. That's comfort, savings, and local flavor all in one stop. Hurry in. Offer ends at August 16th, 2025, downtown Richland Center. Court & Main and A-Plus Furniture.
Oh, I love this scene.
Yeah, man. I bet we could pull off a street race like this.
Dude, totally.
Hey, you know this is just a movie, right?
Whoa, what?
You try this in real life, you could kill someone, or even yourself.
Life's not like the movies. Avoid a life-changing consequence and slow down, because this is one disaster you can't outrun. Speeding catches up with you. A message presented by NHTSA.
Thinking about buying or selling? Let us help. Give Century 21 Complete Service Realty a call for all your real estate needs. We specialize in residential, commercial, land, recreational, and country lifestyle properties. Let our worldwide exposure, our local expertise, convenient office location, and full staff of agents sell your property. Don't stress out. Call Century 21 Complete Service Realty, your friends in real estate. 647-6145.
Tri-County Building Supply is located in Spring Green and is this area's premier building headquarters. Whether you are a veteran contractor or a weekend warrior, Tri-County Building Supply has all your building material needs, including the finishing touches like cabinetry, countertops, and flooring. Tri-County Building Supply offers daily delivery service to Spring Green, Richland Center, and surrounding areas. Quality products, outstanding customer service, and the product knowledge you expect from a professional building supply store. From start to finish, Tri-County Building Supply.
A&W. Try the new Island Cream Freeze for a limited time only. Refreshing starry lemon-lime soda meets tropical flavors of passion fruit, orange, and guava, and creamy vanilla soft serve in a cool, sweet treat that's like a summer vacation for your taste buds. And then some.
Taste the tradition at A&W in Boscobel, where Highway 61 meets hometown flavor. Stop by and enjoy.
At participating restaurants, prices may vary, tax extra.
Now that the big, beautiful bill is passed, we have the time to see what's actually in it. Let's consider the tax cuts that some are telling us are great things for working families. In this bill, the after-tax income boost for the rich is more than twice that of many working families. Does that sound backwards to you? Does it sound like a fair deal for working families? Those making over $200,000 a year will get a tax cut of over $12,000, but it just keeps going steadily down from there. If you make less than $50,000, you'll be lucky to buy a couple weeks' groceries with your tax cut. What do you suppose the higher income earners are going to do with their tax cut? What could you do if that $12,000 tax cut was coming your way? All we asked for in this bill was a fair shake. We didn't get it. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Good morning. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO with your weather updates. Quite a large mass of showers and thunderstorms pushing across southwest Wisconsin this morning, part of a warm front moving in. Some of these may have some very heavy rainfall, so watch out for localized flooding. Otherwise, this will shift north of us. We should have a hot afternoon with the sun breaking out, so be careful with that. Heat advisory still in effect from midday on up through 8 p.m. for the area, as the heat index could reach at least 100 degrees. Be sure to drink plenty of water, get in the shade and air conditioning this afternoon, and make sure you avoid any overexertion. Take frequent breaks from heavy activity. Now, heavy thunderstorms will likely rebuild late today in northern Wisconsin along a cold front approaching. They should stay north of us tonight, but that front should be over us tomorrow, so pretty good chance of thunderstorms. After that, just a little bit nicer coming up Friday and Saturday before the heat and humidity return on Sunday. Your forecast for today, the showers and thunderstorms this morning with areas of heavy rainfall. Sun developing by afternoon, turning hot and humid, high close to 92. South wind becoming southwest 10 to 15. Tonight, warm and muggy, low at 73. Partly or mostly cloudy tomorrow, still very warm and humid. 50% chance of scattered showers and thunderstorms, high temperature in the upper 80s with a west wind near 10. Tomorrow night, the showers ending early, then partly cloudy, low 67. Friday, partly sunny with a small chance of a light shower for the afternoon, high 86. Saturday, partly sunny, very warm. Isolated showers or thunderstorms are possible, high about 88. Sunday, mostly sunny, hot and sticky, high of 92. Chance of scattered storms coming up Sunday night, again on Monday. Otherwise, steamy on Monday with a high of 92. You have yourself a good morning out there. This is meteorologist Tony Schumacher on WRCO.
Richland County Bank in downtown Richland Center takes pride in being a hometown independent bank. An independent bank is a locally owned bank that is not affiliated with a multi-bank holding company. All of an independent bank's funds flow in and out through the community in which it operates. Independent community banks are extremely knowledgeable about the market in their area. Richland County Bank's role as an independent community bank is to serve local people with an eye on the value of their contributions to the local community and to loan money to small businesses and startups. Independent community banks are a great asset to local business owners who have a chance to sit down and talk face-to-face about their plans, successes, and challenges with the very people who will make their loan decisions. Richland County Bank understands the value and importance of stable local businesses. If you want to partner with a bank that is focused on you and your community, call, click, or visit Richland County Bank. Member FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Our current reading is 70 degrees in Richland Center. Yesterday's high was 87. Record high for July 23rd, 101 in 1946. Record low, 45 in 1985. Last year's high was 79, while the low was 64. Sunset will occur at 8:33 tonight. Sunrise, 5:43 tomorrow. The air is calm. Barometer is at 30.01. It is steady. We have picked up 85/100ths of an inch of rain this morning, and it's 70 degrees.
WRCO weather is sponsored by Richland County Bank. Learn more at richlandcountybank.com.
Sports time is coming up, courtesy of Badgerland Flooring, Richland Center's top flooring provider, boasting over 40 years of expert installation experience located in southwest Wisconsin. Also sponsored today by the WRCO Sports Boosters. Coming up in sports, a look at some local and area scores and results, and the Brewers saw their win streak snapped last night.
Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin was started in 2008 with a goal of helping Richland County and the surrounding areas with all their flooring needs. Since then, our business has expanded from our showroom to the variety of work by offering full kitchen and bathroom remodels, tiled walk-in showers, along with quartz, laminate, and granite countertops. After 17 years, we still say, if you can dream it, we can build it. So stop in or call us today and let Badgerland Flooring of Southwest Wisconsin make your dreams become reality.
Hi, I'm Phil Nee with sports. Tonight on WRCO, we'll be broadcasting live with a live update from the Simons Recreation Complex, the site of the last home swim meet for the hometown Simon Sharks. It gets underway at 5. They'll have some sibling swimming, the baby sharks, before that. And then at 5, the meet will get underway. So we'll have details and some interviews with swimmers and some fun going on tonight in the 5 o'clock hour. Last night in Legion softball, it's region action going on. Fenimore was a winner over Viroqua, 6-2. Also, Fenimore defeated GET, 14-2, and Viroqua was a winner last night, 6-5 over GET. Setting up a final today for the region, that's Viroqua versus Fenimore, and that gets underway at 11 o'clock this morning. Quail Run hosted the Tuesday night men's golf league action last night. Aaron Halverson fired a 35, the top score, with a birdie on hole 1, 2, and 8. Peter Lawrence was runner-up with a 37 and a birdie on hole 6. J.J. Klatt with a 39. Andrew Nitka with a 39. Andrew birdied hole 6. 41s for Neil Mahoney, Pat Keegan, and Brock Banker. Neil with a birdie on hole number 3. Other golfers with holes played under
par. Brandon Miller with a birdie on hole 2. Jarrett McDonald, birdie on hole 8. Flag prize winners, Andy Marshall, the closest end of the fairway on hole 2. Jeremy Wilson was closest to the pin on hole 3. Jeff Jelinek, longest putt on hole 4. Andrew Nitka, closest second shot on hole 6. And Brandon Miller, the longest drive on hole 8. During week 14 of the 20-week Quail Run men's golf season. RC Church League action last night. Richland Baptist Temple 2 defeated Free Methodist 9-8. Andy Niemeyer and Megan Phillips were both 3-for-3 to lead Free Methodist. Boscobel Assembly of God outscored Grace Community 18-2. Adam Hady was 4-for-4 in the win, and Brady Blado had a 3-run homer. The Knights of Columbus edged Church of the Nazarene 14-13. The Nazarenes played at 8 runs in the 6th inning, but the comeback fell short. Caleb Frawley had a grand slam for the Knights. And the Mission won 19-1 in that game played last night in Church League softball over Baptist Temple 1. Some early stellar defensive plays kept the score low early on. In the first inning, Richland Baptist Temple had 2 runners thrown out trying to take an extra base, including trying to score, but a perfect throw from Andrew Thompson gunned down the runner and kept them to only scoring 1 run. It was 5-1 until the Mission bursted out for 7 runs in the 4th inning to break the game open. Quinn Tidrick had 2 home runs, including a grand slam in the last inning. Church League softball's schedule of games continues on Thursday this week. 7 o'clock on the East Diamond, Boscobel Assembly will take on Baptist Temple 2 with the Nazarenes umpiring. At 8:15, Church of the Nazarene plays St. Mary's. Richland Baptist Temple 2 will umpire. On the West Diamond Thursday night at 7, Knights of Columbus will play Free Methodist. The Mission will umpire. And at 8:15, Grace Community will play the Mission with Free Methodist umpiring, and Richland Baptist Temple 1 will have the league bye. Coming up this morning during our morning show visit, we'll update you on some Richland Center football news. That's the second part of the morning show. Coaches Andy Troxell and Chris Clerken will be in talking about upcoming Richland Center Hornet football camps and opportunities for area young players, not just in the Richland District. That is during our morning show today. The Brewers' 11-game winning streak finally ended in a 1-0 loss at Seattle Tuesday night. That knocked Milwaukee out of first place in the Central Division. A solo home run by Mariners catcher Cal Raleigh was the only score in the game. The Brewers only managed 2 hits, a pair of singles, Christian Yelich and Jackson Chourio. It's the first time Milwaukee has been shut out since the second week of June. Nick Mears took the loss. Quinn Priester is scheduled to start this afternoon's rubber game of the series. That win by the Brewers, coupled with a victory by the Cubs, shifted to the leadership in the Central. It was the Cubs winning 6-0 over Kansas City. Mets 3 and the Angels 2. Pittsburgh 8-5 over Detroit. Philadelphia 4-1 over Boston. Houston 3-1 over Arizona. And Minnesota topped the Dodgers 10-7. In the National League, Washington 6, Cincinnati 1, Miami 4-3 over San Diego. San Francisco beat Atlanta 9-0, Colorado 8, and St. Louis 4. In the American League, Tampa Bay 4, the White Sox 3, Cleveland 6, Baltimore 3, Yankees 5-4 over Toronto, and Texas 6-2 over the Athletics. In other State of Wisconsin sport news today, the first of 15 open to the public practices opens training camp for the Green Bay Packers today. Discover Green Bay tells reporters the annual event has an economic impact of more than $9 million on the local economy. The Green Bay Press Gazette reports that practice starts at 10:30 at Ray Nitschke Field and should last about 2 hours. There's a 30% chance of showers, and if that happens, practice will move inside the Don Hudson Center, which is not open to the public. Former Wisconsin guard Kamari McGee has signed a professional contract to play basketball in Bosnia. McGee is the third former Badger to sign an overseas contract. The team currently with a 13-11 record and a 6th place in the Bosnian Division I Basketball League. McGee was an important player off the bench for Coach Greg Gard last season, averaging 6.5 points a game.
Speaking of basketball, Caitlin Clark still on the sideline after being injured a while back. She missed her second straight game against New York while recovering from an injury to her right groin. The Fever's star guard also was absent from the team's game against the Liberty before the All-Star break. She was supposed to compete in the three-point contest as well as Saturday's All-Star game, but missed both events. Clark told reporters Saturday night that she had been getting treatment during the festivities, which took place in Indianapolis. She was injured in the final minute of last Tuesday's victory at Connecticut. Venus Williams has become the oldest woman to win a tour-level singles match since Martina Navratilova. Williams delivered some of her familiar big serves and ground strokes at age 45 while beating Peyton Stearns, a player who is 22 years younger, at the D.C. Open on Tuesday. And Wisconsin football has offered a scholarship to the top-rated tight end prospect in the country. Ahmad Hudson is considered a top prospect in basketball, too. Hudson stands 6'7" and weighs 230 pounds. He has received offers from most of the top football programs. He has said he wants to play both football and basketball. So far, UW has offered him a football scholarship only. I am Phil Nee with an update on sports.
Driftless Area Hunters Outlet LLC, 182 North Main, downtown Richland Center, has what you need to enjoy hunting and target practicing in the great outdoors. Visit dahuntersoutlet.com. Richland Family Prescription Center, service with a personal touch. New prescriptions and questions always welcome. Your family always comes first. And Rock Solid Forming on County X Blue River offers steel ply forms, ties, hardware, concrete sealers, and a large rental fleet of steel ply for all of your concrete wall forming needs.
Discover hidden gems and unbeatable deals at the Family Thrift Shop in downtown Richland Center. Find gently used clothing for men, women, and children, plus household goods, seasonal decor, books, and toys. Be sure to check out the Bargain Zone for even bigger savings. Best of all, when you shop, donate, or volunteer, you're giving back, helping support families in need right here in the greater Richland County area. Stop by today and see what treasures you can find at the Family Thrift Shop.
New windows add value and comfort to your home. PMI Windows of Lone Rock knows windows. Windows is all they do. PMI will help you custom tailor premium vinyl windows for your home to maximize your heating and cooling savings while giving you the look, feel, and the function you desire. All with the industry's best lifetime, no-nonsense, transferable warranty. Call 583-7200 to schedule your free estimate from PMI Windows of Lone Rock.
It's time for another Town Taxi Triple Play. Keeping RC on the move with commercial-free music. Call 647-3114 to schedule a ride today.
The dust saying, son, it's way too dry. The clouds up in the city, the weatherman complains. But where I come from, rain is a good thing. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing. Ain't nothing like a kiss out back in the barn, wringing out our soaking clothes, riding out a thunderstorm. When the tin roof gets to talking, that's the best love we make. Yeah, we're out. Rain makes corn, corn makes whiskey, whiskey makes my baby feel a little frisky. Back roads are bogging up, my buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down, we take them into town, start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain
your pants. Country girls, they wanna cuddle. Kids out playing in a big mud puddle. Rain makes corn. Corn makes whiskey. Whiskey makes my baby. Back roads are bogging up. My buddies pile up in my truck. We hunt our honeys down. We take them into town. Start washing all our worries down the drain. Rain is a good thing.
It's been a rainy morning. Rain on the subject of today's Town Taxi Triple Play on WRCO. This is Gary Allen.
Well, so you're standing in the middle of the thunder and lightning. I know you're feeling like you just can't win, but you're trying. Keeping on when you're being pushed around, pushed around. Don't even know which way is up. You just keep spinning down, around, down. Every storm runs, runs out of rain, just like every dark night turns into day. There's something more, and walk out that door. Go find a new rose. Don't be afraid of the thorns, 'cause we all have thorns. Just put your feet up to the edge. Put your face in the wind. And when you fall back down, keep on.
Bring you home. So I'm walking for a ride on this lonely Kentucky back road. I've loved you much too long. My love's too strong. Let you go, never knowing what went wrong. With the rain in my shoes, searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, in the cold Kentucky rain. Showed you a photograph to some old gray bearded men sitting on a bench outside a general store. They said, yes, she's been here, but their memory wasn't clear. Was it yesterday? No, wait, the day before. Finally got a ride with a preacher man who asked, were you bound on such a cold, dark afternoon? As we drove on through the rain, as he listened, I explained that he left me with a prayer that I find you. Kentucky rain keeps pouring down, and up ahead's another town that I go walking through with the rain in my shoes. Searching for you in the cold Kentucky rain, 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 in the cold Kentucky rain.
At Town Taxi, we go the extra mile for a smile.
One of the first customers that really touched me was actually a couple. The man was over 100. His wife was 94, 95. He was at one facility on one end of town. She was on the other end of town. And every single day, like clockwork, she would do her hair and her makeup, take the taxi across town, have lunch with her husband and spend a couple hours with him, and then get in the taxi and take that back across town to home. And I still tease my wife. I tell her, when I'm 100 years old and I'm in a home somewhere, you best be getting in a taxi.
Town Taxi, where customer and community come first.
Some things to celebrate today. It is Sprinkle Day, of course, found on cakes, cookies, cupcakes, donuts, ice cream, the multicolored confectionery decorations, small pieces of candy. So put some extra sprinkles on that today. It also goes along with National Vanilla Ice Cream Day, so the two can go hand in hand. It's also Peanut Butter and Chocolate Day. So decisions. My suggestion is to get a triple scoop cone. Have a little peanut butter on the top, chocolate in the middle, and vanilla on the bottom, and there you go. You'll be young again. This is Kenny Chesney.
Looking back now, well, it makes me laugh. We were growing our hair, we were cutting class. Knew it all already, there was nothing to learn. We were striking matches just to watch them burn. Listen to our music just a little too loud. We were hanging in there with the outcast crowd. Heading to the rapids with some discount beer. It was a long train trestle, but we had no fear. T-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly
young, young. Talked a good game when we were out with the guys, but in the back seat we were awkward and shy. Girls were a mystery that we couldn't explain, and I guess there are some things that are never gonna change. Man, I don't know where the time goes, but it sure goes fast. Just like that, we were wannabe rebels that didn't have a clue. Rock and roll t-shirts and our typically bad attitude. Had no excuses for the things that we've done. We were brave, we were crazy, we were mostly young. 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 Yeah, and wishing we were older. Young. Hey, I wish it wasn't
WRCO and Kenny Chesney. 85/100ths of an inch of rain this morning. That started early, but the most of it came between 5 and 6 this morning here at the studios. We're at 71 degrees.
If you're looking to buy a home, Community First Bank is making it easier with $545 off the cost of an appraisal through August 31st. Offer applies to closed-end, first mortgage, home purchases only on a primary residence or second home. Credit is applied at closing. Not valid on refis, investment properties, lot land, construction, or home equity loans. See them for details. Apply today.
Community First Bank is first for you. cfbank.com/homeloans. Equal housing lender, subject to credit approval. Restrictions apply.
Did you know that a transmission flush and fill should be done every 50 to 60,000 miles to keep everything running correctly? Bindle Tire and Auto wants to help you keep your vehicle running as efficiently and economically as possible. Whether you need tires, brakes, oil changes, batteries, hoses, exhaust, transmission flush and fill, cabin filter, serpentine belt, alignment check, digital alignment, or on-the-farm call, trust Bindle Tire and Auto to be there for you. If you have questions about your vehicle or need an appointment, call Bindles today, 647-5851.
Transform your outdoor space with TriStar Mulch in Richland Center, your go-to destination for all of your landscaping needs. Whether it's gravel, washed gravel, decorative rock, black dirt, or the popular environmentally safe mulch in various colors, you are covered, loaded, or delivered. Their team offers friendly and professional service. Visit TriStar Mulch, located across from Simpson's Tractor in Richland Center, or call 383-1280 to place your order. No job is too big or too small. TriStar Mulch, where your landscaping dreams come to life. Call 383-1280 or visit them on Highway 14 East. Welcome to Eastside BP, your go-to convenience stop on Richland Center's East Side. Open every day from 5 a.m. to 10 p.m. Monday through Saturday, 6 to 10 on Sunday. Fuel up with quality BP fuels and grab delicious kitchen fresh sandwiches, pizza, donuts, cookies, and muffins. Need groceries? They've got you covered with milk, pop, bread, buns, chips, and more. And don't forget to treat your vehicle to the touch-free automatic car wash. Eastside BP, Richland Center, your easy-in, easy-out convenience store.
this Wednesday at the Richland Cattle Center. Don't miss your chance to buy or sell quality dairy cattle. Weekly consignments include fresh cows and two-year-olds, milking and breadback cows, springing cows, first calf heifers, bred and open heifers of all ages, a breeding age bull plus baby heifer and bull calves. Receiving cattle 7 days a week. Visit their website for daily updates. For more information, call Junior Hipch at 585-3700. That's 585-3700 for the Richland Cattle Center at Ithaca.
Our trivia question of the day is sponsored by Walsh's Ace of Richland Center and Muscadet and Ace of La Crosse. Ace, the helpful place. Getting help at Ace is like going to your neighbor.
Hello, everyone. Brian from Walsh's here. Beat the heat and the prices with red-hot buys at Walsh's Ace in Richland Center, Muscadet, and La Crosse. Pick up a 32-gallon trash can for just $22.99. Raid or Stem insect killers for $5.99, and Milwaukee hand tools for only $19.99. Cool off with the perfect air fan and tame your yard with the 50-foot pocket old silver bullet 2.0. Walsh's Ace, your one-stop summer shop, and as always, we appreciate your business.
All righty then, trivia time. The Brewers saw their streak end last night in Seattle, so they didn't get near the franchise. Well, they got near it. They didn't. They were two away from the all-time record of 13 wins in a row, and that was to start the season in 1987. What a run was that! And also later that season, they lost 12 straight games, so that team became known as Team Streak. And the question today, who was the Milwaukee manager that season? 608-647-4155. Who were manager during Team Streak season of 87? Here's Ann Wilson. Wilson on WRCO. No Aaron trivia just yet. A little surprised because, I don't know. I thought maybe that would be a good one, but lots of guesses for Harvey Keene, but not right. No,
The Brewers team streak, 1987, winning 13 in a row, then losing 12 in a row later in the season. Who was the Milwaukee manager that season? 608-647-4155. Walsh's Ace Trivia today continues.
There was a long black Cadillac with a trail of flashers blinking. So I stopped at the Quick Sack, and while they passed by, I got to thinking, don't put off forgiving and living for one of these days, 'cause life ain't just something that can wait. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Needs a little fixing. As much as I'd like to hold back getting any older, this old world ain't gonna stall spinning any slower. So call your mama, kiss your babies, pick the ones from roadside daisies, drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money. Is drink a beer with back home buddies, make a memory, not just some money.
We have found our winner. Congratulations, Dixie Delcamp, who knew the right answer to trivia today. The Brewers with team streak in 1987. Who was the manager that year? Lots of guesses for Harvey Keene, George Bamberger, Phil Garner. No. The correct answer, Tom Treblehorn. That was his first season as Brewer manager. They finished at 91-71. Pretty respectable, but they never won the American League East out of his leadership. But he posted three winning seasons and another right at 500. He is still remembered well in Milwaukee. And again, a lot of folks remember that streaky season. And one of those things where you may remember where you were when you heard Juan Nieves twirl a no-hitter. Or that Easter Sunday game.
Gantner, there he goes. The pitch, a swing and a fly ball. Right field and deep. Get up and get out of here. Gone for Swain. And they've done it again. 12 in a row on a two-run blast by Swain to win it. Oh, my goodness. Holy cow. Do you believe it?
Always good to hear a little Bob Uecker. Haven't heard from him for a while. That's a Brewer highlight from the Brewer Radio Network back in the day. The Brewers, in fact, will be honoring the broadcasting great coming up on August 24th during the team's series finale against the Giants. I'm guessing those tickets might be hard to come by. I haven't looked them up, but I'm guessing that will be a well-attended game. Hey, thanks for playing Trivia. Dixie is our winner, courtesy of our sponsor of Wednesday Trivia, Walsh's Ace.
Republicans are already talking about fixes that may have to be made to their not-so-beautiful bill. This bill was rushed through Congress so quickly No one voting for it knew all of what was in it. Now that details are coming out, those who voted for it are starting to feel a little queasy, and they should. So start asking yourself, what exactly will my tax cut be? Who may be losing access to Medicare, which is called Badger Care in Wisconsin? Who will be losing access to the Supplemental Nutrition Program, or SNAP? And who will go hungry as a result? The answers may bother you a lot. So don't stop contacting your representatives. Let them know what you see in this bill. And if it doesn't match your values, let them know. Wisconsinites believe in taking care of one another. So should our political representatives. This message is brought to you by Economic Equity Now.
10 minutes before 9, coming up on today's morning show, we'll focus on some highlights in the Riverdale District as they get set for another school year. And later on, we'll talk football, Richland Center football camps coming up next week, and some exciting opportunities for local youngsters. So that's during our community conversation this morning between 9 and 10. Here is Colin Ray.
Sit and talk. It seems you've got this notion I've been having second thoughts. Well, I must confess, in a way, I guess that silly notion's true. 'Cause every second you're not here with me, I think of you. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Second, there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Down low, put our favorite music on and hold each other close. And don't worry, dear, you'll always be here in my heart to stay. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Second, there's a thought of you that comes my way. So if you ask if I've had second thoughts, I guess I'd have to say every second, every minute, every hour of every day. Every second, every minute, I love you.
A quick stop, take your fake ID for a pit stop, grab a cold sixer and a tank of gasoline. Every small town's got a Friday night, sold out crowd under stadium lights, where the QB's jacket wraps the homecoming queen. Small town's got its share of dreamers, county line racing, 17ers. Every small town has got their white picket fences, homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving, 4th of July parading. Every small town has got a water
fences. Homegrown summer days that feel like they're endless. Folks on Main Street waving. 4th of July. Town that's got you. The only small town that's got you.
Chris Chitsey on WRCO. Happy Trails time coming up. There's another rain song, Buddy Jewel.
Was custom made to order. I was riding with my daughter on our way back from Monroe, and like children do, she started playing 20 questions, but I never would have guessed one could touch me to my soul. She said, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I going to see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Well, I won't lie, I pulled that car right over, and I sat there on the shoulder trying to dry my misty eyes. And I whispered, Lord, I wanna thank you for my children, 'cause your innocence that fills them often takes me by surprise. Like, Daddy, when we get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? Are we going there to visit, or are we going there to stay? Am I gonna see my grandpa? Can I have a pair of wings? And do you think that God could use another angel to help pour out the rain? Well, I thought about it later on, and a smile came to my face. And when I tucked her into bed, I got down on my knees and pray. Lord, when I get to heaven, can I taste the Milky Way? I don't want to come to visit, 'cause I'm coming home to stay. And I can't wait to see my family and meet Jesus face to face. And do you think, Lord, you could use another angel help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? Can I help pour out the rain? La da 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 dee 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 dee.
Buddy Jewel on WRCO. This is Phil Nee, and I hope all your trails are happy and not too muddy today.
Until we meet again.
Until we meet again next hour, we'll welcome some friends into the studio here. It is 70 degrees in Richland Center, WRCO-FM in Richland Center, where Pamela's Fine Jewelry sponsors our 9 o'clock update. They enhance relationships with those you love. And the Phoenix Center, family fun at its best. There is something for everyone. Now, right now, it is 70 degrees with a little light rain still happening.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Today is sentencing day in the Idaho College murders case as Brian Koberger comes face-to-face with the victims' families. How much we actually hear from Koberger himself is still unclear, says ABC legal analyst Shauna Lloyd.
The judge can compel Koberger to admit his guilt. He also can ask him additional questions if the judge feels as though it's warranted. We know that the family is looking for